Hello, it's the weekend. What a weekend, what a show. I am John Gibbons. I've got Rob Gutman. I've got Neil Atkinson. It's heavy hitters for the business end of the season because we were saying, Neil, we're having a bit of a chat about it this morning. It feels like almost for the first time that the league's very much settled now, and it's took a while, but you know what everyone's fighting for now. And at the very top of the table, listen, we knew Man City was going to be there, but there was some debate about Liverpool or Arsenal, whether they were top four fighters or whether they were title challengers. But now we know it's a three-way battle for the title, and all very exciting. Just below them, Villa were being talked of as title challengers, and they had to be based on the number of points, but now it looks like they're in a three-way battle for fourth place, with just behind them Spurs, 2 points behind them, and then Man United, 3 points behind them. And then I would argue that there's five who are all competing, or otherwise all competing to not come 18th. So all fighting for that. So the bottom two look down, but then you've got Brentford on 25 points that I think you have to include. You've got Forest, who've played a game more, but are on 24. Palace on 24. And then it's a drop to Luton on Everton. I think there's probably one of those teams who could sort of get dragged into it above them, which is why I've sort of put all three of them. But it does feel like there's three things going on, and then there's a lot of teams in the middle who some of which will quite fancy going for seventh in the Conference League, and others won't be bothered, but they're in a sort of gang. So there's almost four league tables now, and they're all fairly defined.
Yeah, I think that's two things have happened. Last weekend was the first time, I think, during the season that all of the classic top six plus Newcastle won in the same weekend. That was last weekend. And now this weekend, you can just see the fragmentation of the table to such an extent, as you sort of pointed out, John. There's the top three, then there's the three beneath them. If you wanted to care about the race for seventh, you can throw up, there's 3 points separating five teams between seventh and 11th. You don't want to care about that today, which is perfectly legitimate.
There's only so much I can care about.
There's only so much we can care about. And then there's basically this idea that Fulham, Bournemouth, and probably Brentford, although Brentford could do with a little bit, could arguably do with one more, a Mouchin. And then there's the bottom two, but then there's the other thing as well, and there's the points deduction to lash in. And that, this thing happens every single season. I'd argue that this is actually quite late.
I agree, yeah.
Normally we know this on about by Christmas. You come to the side of the Christmas period and you go, right, that's sorted. But now this is sorted. And there's not a surprise around Villa and Tottenham. The Villa and Tottenham were never, you know, I was doing stuff on Five Live and they were trying to convince me to talk about Tottenham as a title contender, and I was just refusing to do so.